Today is Monday, July 20th. What to know today about reports of hospitals overwhelmed, and I'm explaining a new kind of coronavirus testing just approved. Also remembering a civil rights icon and why thousands of workers across the country plan to strike today. Plus a historic Mars mission, NFL players demand action from the league, and the largest virtual choir ever. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, there are new reports of hospitals overwhelmed around the country as COVID-19 cases continue to spike in some states. In Florida, at least 49 hospitals reported their ICUs are full. They had zero ICU beds available yesterday. NBC Miami reported hospitals around the state are also in desperate need of the drug proven to treat COVID-19. And in Texas, one doctor told USA Today the situation in hospitals is worse than after Hurricane Harvey hit in 2017. Both Texas and Florida reported more than 10,000 new COVID-19 cases each day for 5 days in a row. And in California, the AP reports teams of military doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers are being deployed to several hospitals there facing staffing shortages. In LA specifically, the mayor says the city is on the brink of new shutdown orders. Already, more states have put mask mandates in place. NBC News reports more than half of the states now have issued statewide mask requirements, and public health experts have said it will help slow the spread of the virus. But other governors are leaving it up to counties or individuals. Over the weekend, President Trump told Fox News he's a believer in masks, but he doesn't like requiring them and has no plans for a national mandate. Remember, Trump wore a mask for the first time in public just last week. Around the world, a couple of grim milestones to tell you about. The global death toll surpassed 600,000 over the weekend, and the World Health Organization reported a record number of new infections within one day. The FDA gave emergency approval to a new approach to coronavirus testing. It's called pooled testing. Here's how it works. Instead of running each person's test individually, labs would combine parts of samples from several people and test them together. A negative result would mean everyone in that group is clear of the virus. Only a positive result will then lead to more testing of the individuals. Why do this? It's meant to stretch lab supplies further, cut the cost of testing, and might even eventually allow mass testing at schools or businesses. The FDA acknowledged some concern that combining samples may be a little less accurate, but they said the data so far has looked good. Meanwhile, the funding for dealing with this pandemic is top of mind today. Congress returns from a two-week recess today, and the next $1 trillion-plus coronavirus aid package is in the works. But exactly what and how much will be in the new bill is still a big question mark. The AP reports top Republicans are set to meet with President Trump and the Treasury Secretary today to fine-tune the legislation they hope to pass, though there are reports of some tension already. Today, the country continues to mourn the death of a civil rights icon. Representative John Lewis died Friday at the age of 80. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer last December. Lewis has been called the conscience of Congress, earning respect from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. He was the youngest and last survivor of the Big Six civil rights activists who organized the 1963 March on Washington and spoke just before the group's leader, Martin Luther King Jr., gave his I Have a Dream speech. In his decades of activism, he's endured beatings by white police and mobs, and was one of the original freedom riders who integrated buses and so much more. After he died Friday, praise for the civil rights icon poured in from around the country. Lewis spent decades representing his district in Georgia. Today, the state's Democratic leaders will meet to consider a nominee for Lewis's vacant House seat. Well, some U.S. lawmakers and the state of Oregon are lashing out at the Trump administration for sending federal agents to protests in the city of Portland. Oregon's attorney general is suing multiple federal agencies involved, and top Democrats in the U.S. House are demanding government watchdogs investigate the situation, calling it urgent and alarming. They cited recent reports of unidentified federal agents dressed in camouflage, grabbing people off the streets without a warrant, warning, or explanation. There's actually been nightly protests in Portland, Oregon, for nearly 2 months now, since the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Reports of federal officers on the scene came out last week. And over the weekend, late Saturday night, demonstrators broke into a Portland police building and set a fire inside. Police later declared it a riot. Portland's mayor has said a small group of violent activists have gotten in the way of mostly peaceful protests, but now he says the presence of federal agents is making tensions worse, and he wants the agents out. But President Trump tweeted, quote, "We are trying to help Portland, not hurt it." Trump called the demonstrations full of, quote, lawless anarchists. He blamed the local leadership for not doing enough to keep the situation under control. There's now a lawsuit and a call for a federal investigation, so to be continued. The United Arab Emirates has taken a historic step with the launch of the Arab world's first mission to Mars. The spacecraft called Hope successfully launched yesterday, kicking off a 7-month voyage to the Red Planet. The Verge reports the main goal is to study the weather on Mars, but there's also a bigger mission, to inspire the youth of the Middle East, encouraging them to pursue careers in math and science. The launch is the first of 3 Mars missions around the world scheduled for takeoff in the next 2 weeks. China is planning a launch later this week, and NASA in the U.S. hopes to launch its Mars rover as soon as next week. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, this episode is brought to you by Rothy's. In case you haven't heard about Rothy's before, it's a company making stylish, sustainable shoes and bags for life on the go. I have a pair of Rothy's flats, and I love them. I can wear them with everything from jeans to a dress. In fact, I often wear my fun, bright red Rothy's flats just to go for a walk around the block, choosing them over even my tennis shoes for comfort, and I'll look more stylish along the way. And if red isn't your choice, there's an ever-changing array of colors, prints, and patterns in a bunch of different styles. And you can feel great about it, since Rothy's are carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials. There's a reason Vogue calls Rothy's a, quote, personal obsession, and Health Magazine says they're, quote, the most comfortable shoes on earth, and I agree with that. So check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's rothys.com, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Now, back to the news. Tens of thousands of workers in more than 24 cities across the country are expected to walk off the job today. They'll take part in a mass demonstration called the Strike for Black Lives. A variety of action is expected. For workers who can't fully strike, organizers urge them to walk off the job for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the same amount of time prosecutors say a Minneapolis police officer held his knee on George Floyd's neck before he died. CNN reports labor unions, along with civil rights groups around the country, have worked together to plan this. Marches are also planned around the strike. More than a dozen women are accusing the NFL team in Washington, D.C. of sexual harassment, and now the league is responding. 15 women told the Washington Post they were sexually harassed or verbally abused by former employees with the Washington Redskins during their time working there. The NFL has now released a statement calling the allegations serious and said the team has hired a local law firm to review their culture and conduct. NFL training camps are set to open this week. The AP reports the Houston Texans and Kansas City Chiefs are going first today, and then tomorrow other teams will follow suit. For the most part, rookies will be the first to show up, and the rest of the players are scheduled to report by early next week. That said, some of the sport's biggest stars criticized the league on Twitter yesterday, saying they want to play, but there's no comprehensive plan to deal with COVID-19. As of now, the league has not yet responded, but talks continue with the players' union. Quick reminder, preseason games are supposed to start next month, and the regular season is scheduled for September. KFC is hoping to make the world's first lab-made chicken nuggets, calling it the meat of the future. It's teamed up with a Russian firm to essentially 3D print chicken nuggets. Here's how it's supposed to work. Chicken cells will be mixed with plant material, and the combo will ideally have the same taste and texture as natural chicken. So no, these will not be vegetarian, but KFC says it wants to try this out because lab-made meat can be more environmentally friendly, mainly because it requires fewer resources. The fast food chain hopes to have a final product ready for testing by this fall. It's the biggest virtual choir ever assembled. A new YouTube video features more than 17,000 people singing together in harmony. NPR reports the singers are from 129 different countries, and they all recorded themselves at home. They then sent in their clips to the composer to be edited into an epic choir performance. The video was posted over the weekend and got hundreds of thousands of views in just its first 12 hours online. And that's it for your main 10 minutes of news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, I want to tell you about another podcast that may help you when it comes to money. It's called Optimal Finance Daily. And it's a great idea. The host simply narrates blogs and articles for you to listen to every single day with permission from the authors. And each one is usually less than 10 minutes. So it's a perfect add-on after you listen to this show. It's like a free ongoing audiobook to learn about money. So check it out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. It's called Optimal Finance Daily. Again, just search for Optimal Finance Daily and give it a try. So today we're talking about how Americans are rapidly shrinking their credit card debt during this pandemic. New data from the Fed shows revolving consumer debt, which is mostly from credit cards, dipped below $1 trillion in May. CNBC reports it hasn't been that low since 2011. Forbes points to Americans simply spending less due to concerns about unemployment and the need to save, as well as fewer ways to spend because of restrictions in place. That said, analysts told CNN the American economy is fueled by spending, so if people are saving cash, businesses suffer. But overall, shrinking credit card debt is at least some encouraging news during a tough economic time. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.